Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What on earth is happening in the world today? The world is going insane and crazy, and yet they're thinking that they're progressing. How can that be? In the book that we wrote, and you need this book. If you don't have this book, you write for Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which? You need to read every word of this book. That's the only way you're going to understand how insane this world has become. And in the last chapter, in the conclusion, I give a warning. Warning! The occult is going to sweep the world. Yes, it is. And there is going to be open Satan worship. But you see, the real thing is this. Many people don't realize it. They already worship Satan. And they think it's Christianity. Now, in addition to that, governments have been deceived. And in addition to that, science in rejecting God is now being led full-time by Satan the devil in transhumanism and the experiments that they are doing. We'll see this in just a little bit. And I want you to know, and I want to tell you, we are living in dangerous times. And we are living in times, the times of the end. And we're living in a time when Satan is going to bring out his greatest of everything that he does and manifest his rebellion against God to the world in the form of the one who is the man of sin, the son of perdition, who will say, and proclaim that he is the manifestation of God on earth. And he will have a great religious partner called in the book of Revelation the false prophet, who will support this man and do miracles and wonders and call fire down from heaven and convince this world that now we are ready for the greatest civilization man has ever produced. And we want to look at part of the civilization that they want to bring in. And we want to look and see how advanced it is. And that has to do with transhumanism. The genetic manipulation by the scientists of this world is going to bring about a horrendous calamity to the earth, to the food, to the people, to the governments, and these are the great transnational corporations of the world who are waxing rich with the deceptions of Satan the devil. They have now nearly genetically modified every bit of food that is produced. Not satisfied with that, they want to genetically modify animals. They want to genetically modify human beings. They want to create, as we have seen, post-humans by combining animal genes with human genes and high technology. And they want to create a man that has a super brain to where you come home at night and you sit down and plug yourself into your computer and download everything you've thought of all day. I suppose you'd have to go through and bring up the program, delete all the evil thoughts you had for that day. Because people have lots and lots of those. As a matter of fact, they know that the average person lies either to himself or someone else 3 times in 10 minutes. How's your life? What do you believe? Now, we're going to look at this transhumanism a little more here. But let's come again to Romans, the first chapter. And we're going to see that the wrath of God is going to come on this earth in such a horrendous way. And God is going to require the blood and death of all of those who worship Satan the devil. There will be a few left, a few who may repent. But if you don't know how Jesus Christ is going to return, and the power and the splendor that he's coming in, and how he's going to shake the heavens and shake the earth, and everyone's going to run and try and find a hole to crawl in because of how they have transgressed his laws, how they have broken and changed the very creation of God for their own satanic way. They reject God. Now, we have read before that God said in Genesis 11 that he had to come down and confound the languages because this they begin to do, and now nothing shall be restrained from them which they imagine to do. And we have seen how that Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And so we look at what is going on today, and then we have to ask the question, why did God destroy all life, human, animal, birds, and reptiles from off the face of the earth? Don't you think that there was something severely and dangerously wrong going on? Well, we're not given the details in Genesis 6, but it says that the imagination of the heart of man was only evil continuously, and they lived hundreds of years. Don't you think they devised things, perhaps maybe even more obtruse than what we see today? If they're combining genes today, they were doing it back there. Is that why God had to destroy all human life? Is that why he had to destroy all animal life and bird life and reptilian life? And only save Noah and his family, and he sent the animals to Noah to put on the ark, because only God would know which ones were not genetically modified. Is that the reason? Now, we know God is loving and kind and merciful and long-suffering, so we know that he would not destroy all that life and be so grieved at heart that he created man and repented of making man. And if it weren't for Noah and his sons and their wives, we would not be here. Now, every civilization had been misled by Satan the devil. And now we stand at the precipice, right at the brink of Satan's great deception in every area of human life. And in the scientific world, the making of new species by genetic modification. And as we've seen, they want to make super soldiers, super intelligent. How are they going to do it? Now today, people look at scientists and say, oh, you're a scientist. No, you ought to look at them and say, You're a scientist and you reject God? You're a scientist and you have the audacity and the gall to change the creation of God? You have the audacity to make yourself God? That's what needs to be asked. Let's see what's going to happen, because this is a prophecy. Romans 1 and verse 18, indeed the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness in religion, in government, in science, in education, and the reason why we're here. All the lies about God, all the false Christianity, all of the misled scientists who are bringing the world to the point that Jesus said that if he did not intervene, there would be no flesh saved alive. Now, do you take seriously the words of God and Christ? Do you understand the terrible and treacherous days that we are living in? And it's going to be heralded as great breakthroughs, marvelous accomplishments in science. Look at how good we are. Look at what we are doing. Now, when they're delving into the very genetics, they have discovered that there must be spirit behind the physical creation, because every single cell in the human body is a miniature little universe. And the life that it has is unseen. And so, rather than seeking the Creator God who gave the spirit of man, the spirit of beast, the spirit of birds, they're seeking to change it. And they are seeking the spirits who are demons. And Satan, the devil, directly. Did you know that there are leaders in this world high up in authority and in banking and in science who actually worship Satan, the devil? Now, they'll deny it. Of course not. We're fine and upstanding people. And you can't literally prove it. So why would I make a statement like that without proof? Simple. You know them by their fruits. What do they do? What do they produce? What do they profess? Because it says here in verse 19, these scientists know better. But in rejecting God and believing in atheism and believing in evolution, they're now going to speed up evolution and improve everything. Well, the truth is, they're going to destroy everything. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested it to them through his creation. For the invisible things of him are perceived from the creation of the world, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but they became vain in their own reasonings, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Dark and evil scientific experiments. Now, here in Hollister, we're about 70 miles from the heart and core of a lot of this genetic modifying right up in Silicon Valley. And every major university and every country, every government, they are all, the scientists are feverishly working on these things to see who can produce the most and the best, and to create the post-human, to come to understand immortality. While professing themselves to be the wise ones, they became fools. What does God say to the one who says in his heart, there is no God. Let's go back and read that in Psalm 14. There are a lot of atheists out there. A lot of people who profess to believe in God but don't. It agrees with Romans, the first chapter. Psalm 14 and verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And you know why there are so many atheists? Because of the satanic teachings that are called Christian. The myths, the lies, the superstition. They look at that and say, if this is God, I don't want any part of it. So you see, Satan has all of these things to continually keep people away from God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that does good. No, not so much as one. And yet they're upheld with esteem. And yet they are worshipped in their godlike capacity because they can do astounding scientific marvels. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seeks after God. Do you? Do you seek after God? What is your life? Let me tell you something. You better find God in a big hurry, because this world is going to be turned over to the full power of Satan the devil, and we're going to have to live in it, and we're going to have to resist it, and it may very well cost us our lives. So if you're an ne'er-do-well and a do-gooder and don't like what I'm saying, then just wait. It's going to happen. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none that does good, no, not even one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Those who devour my people as men eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? Don't they know? Can't they see? Yes, but Satan has deceived and blinded them. Now let's see what they're up to with creating new forms of life. Now you can find this on the internet. Here's the headline. Meet the chimeric monkeys made from the cells of six different animals. Oh, what a great accomplishment that is. Really? Monkeys created from genetic material from six animals will help research into stem cells and fertility, say scientists. Research is deeply disturbing, say animal rights, and will cause suffering. Are they going to stop it? Of course not. They may look like any other baby monkeys, but these two are scientific breakthroughs. Raikou and Hex are the world's first chimeric monkeys created with genetic material from six parents, but their birth has caused an ethical storm whose critics accusing scientists of disregarding the welfare of the animals. Well, it's not the welfare of the animals that is the problem. It is the breaking of the laws of God and the scientific laws that he makes of kind after kind. In the Old Testament, you read, you're not going to have your animals pasturing with diverse kinds. Look at this picture. Raikou and Hex. Wonderful. Isn't that nice? Now notice why they named them those names. Named after the fire-breathing creature in Greek mythology composed of multiple animals, chimeras are organisms made up of cells from two or more genetically distinct sources. Now, if they're doing this with animals and they're releasing this knowledge to us, what do you think they're doing behind closed doors with human stem cell research, with human embryos, with the brains of aborted babies? and the genetic material? What do you think they're doing? I'll tell you, they're trying to create the superhuman being. And that's what transhumanism is all about. It's not something that they're named after that fire-breathing creature in Greek mythology. Who does that represent? Satan, the devil. Is he not a fire-breathing dragon? Is he not called that ancient dragon, that ancient serpent who is deceiving the whole world? In other words, by doing this, they are saying directly that we are dedicating this to Satan, the devil, the God that gave us this knowledge that we could do this, the God of this world. And does it not say in Revelation 13 that all the world worships Satan, the devil? Do you worship Satan, the devil? Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. How do you know? Have you proved it by the Bible or not? Now, the scientists worship Satan, the devil, through their experiments. Now, where did this take place? Researchers from the Oregon Health and Science University. What is that? Who sponsors that? Who funds that? Huh? In the United States, extracted cells from six macaque embryos and combined them into a single embryo in a laboratory before implanting them into a surrogate mother monkey. Think what they're going to do with human beings, with cattle, with horses, with dogs, with cats, with wild animals. See, they're going beyond. These are scientists who have rejected God and are lawless. That's why it says, lawlessness shall be multiplied in the end time, and the love of many shall grow cold. Now, here's another headline. Welcome to a brave new world. Genetic scientists create freakish man-made monster ants with huge heads and jaws. How did they do that? Oh, we're smart. Ancient genes activated by daub of hormones. Ants seem to contain a toolkit for creating monsters. Maybe a throwback to ancestors from millions of years ago. How'd you like to wake up one morning and find your kitchen filled with ants with these heads? Oh, well, these are just in the laboratory. Yes, indeed. Just like they allowed all the importation of pythons down in Florida. Oh, well, this is a wonderful thing to have them here. Now they're fighting pythons that will eat babies. What do you think if these get out? Oh, they'd never let that happen. Really? What is this world coming to? Well, as Jesus said, unless he returns, there would be no flesh saved alive. Now, this transhumanism is the real thing. That's what this world is coming to. So we can expect more of these things to come along, and we'll keep you posted on them. Now, you go online, and you look up transhumanism, and exhaust all the places where it talks about transhumanism. And it's going to astound you. Now, the question is, what are you going to do with your life in relationship to God? You got to think and ponder that. So, we're running out of time. But we have more segments to do. So as we get more news on transhumanism, we'll bring it to you right here at Church at Home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. And thank you for inviting me into your home. Until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, so long, everyone.